Hello and welcome to episode 15 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Elaine and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage, and source consulting services. This week, I'll explore how to implement demand management for the consulting category. Last week, I had a guest, my co-author Laurent Thomas, and I discussed about where to focus in the consulting sourcing process. And we saw that your focus should be different based on the type of project. But beyond the sourcing of one single project itself, there are several methodologies that can generate value for companies, and demand management is one of them. So what is demand management exactly? These days, executives get more and more pressure on operational budgets, and this pressure is not going away. And even though consulting is a strategic lever to accelerate the execution of your strategy, apart from a structuring project, it will be allocated to OpEx. And so executive needs tools to make sure that they focus on the right expense. And demand management allows the teams to make difference between the must-have and the nice-to-have. In other words, to keep your money for what's really important. So why is it interesting for consulting services? Ballooning costs, poor value for money. You know, there's so many reasons why companies are unsatisfied with consulting. Maybe it comes from a problem of alignment between your strategy and your spend. And that means you're not spending your money on the right projects. When you implement demand management, you keep control of what projects are launched and how much money or value they generate. It's a great tool if you're in the middle of a crisis and you need to cut consulting costs, for instance, or if you want to refocus your consulting spend on highly strategic projects. Where do you start? Well, you have to formalize and share the process. The first step is to define what you're going to do. It's clear and fair methodologies and criteria to prioritize your project. That will allow proper consolidation and treatment. And your next step is to align the key stakeholders and communicate widely to your teams. If you can, you should run some dry runs on historical data or with your largest units and fine-tune the methodologies. Make sure your project assessment and your source requirements are ready to go, and then set a deadline for demand management to start. But you know, one thing that is extremely important, and that's the basis for demand management, it's to choose your battle. You have to prioritize. Top projects should be launched immediately, while other attractive but more nice-to-have projects should be placed in a pool and prioritized based on budget feasibility. And finally, small project, you know, the ones that are under a certain threshold, of course, to be defined, should be left to the discretion of management resource permitting. Any demand above this threshold has to be addressed to either the strategic or the indirect procurement team. You know, one important thing in demand management is to have a very strict governance. It's mandatory on all projects, and it should have the possibility to kill projects that do not yield satisfactory results. There's another thing that is extremely important and sometimes overlooked. It's, you know, the post-mortem analysis. When it's done, at the end of each project, you should lead a post-mortem analysis to assess the performance of the consulting firm. It will allow you to get the real ROI of your project and make sure that your process is rightly designed and implemented. That will also allow you to check if the priority criteria was justified, enabling a virtuous circle. And if that was not right, then you should make the adjustments. And can be either to your decision-making process, for the strategic team, on the panel of consulting firm for the procurement team. And there's another lever that you can use is how to position your project for the year. And it's a key element that is often underestimating. It's you can sequence your project and you can position it in the year in a way that makes it more beneficial for you. For instance, you need to find a good balance between transformational projects and projects that generate short-term results. That will help you do more with less. The short-term result project will generate cash that you can reinvest in a transformation project. You could have, for instance, a cost-saving project that allows you to unlock enough resources to kickstart a digital transformation. It can be tricky to finance major consulting projects over the course of a fiscal year. So if the costs are in year one and the results are in year two, your bottom line is obviously negatively impacted. But there's a simple way to circumvent this if you start your project after the summer break. So let's imagine a first scenario. You have a 60-day payment term and your accrued costs are in year one. You will spread the cost over the 2 years, but the benefits hit only year two. Your year one will cost more than it will bring you. But let's see another scenario now. You start later in the year. You have no accrual cost. You start paying in January, meaning that the benefits and the cost hits at the same time. And the cost versus benefits will now end up positive. So to summarize all of this, it's always smarter to use demand management to prioritize your project and make sure you spend your money for highly strategic ones, to focus on the value you're getting through your consulting project, and not to worry too much about small percentage bargains. There's two little tips that before we end this session, I would like to kind of bring into the conversation. When you start implementing demand management, this is a great moment to start also discussing about make or buy strategy. Usually, the analysis and the decision come at the same time, and you can have a handsome framework to do both. And last but not least, don't forget to communicate with the suppliers. If you are going to change your decision-making process and be extremely thorough in your analysis of the performance and the ROI of a project, your suppliers need to be informed. That's the best way to make sure that all along the project, especially with your long-time partners, they will put their best efforts for your success. Well, that's it for today. Next time, we'll look at who does what in the sourcing process for consulting services. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte with two F and two T's at Consulting Quest. Bye and see you next week. Au revoir.